A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah, Ivan pulls Jesenia, and basically he pulled her with the intention of telling her that he wanted to be
right,
her boyfriend.
Exclusive, yeah.
Which is just, Ivan, that's just a lie.
Wrong move. You should have spent all day move. Talking to Natasha. All day.
Yes. Everybody was
stealing.
Telling you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he's now going to do this big gesture that Jesenia is not going to give a shit about, and it feels very cheap because now you want to be my boyfriend.
Exactly.
Suddenly, like,
yeah,
Lord. Jesenia just straight up tells him that she knows Ivan like checks all the boxes, but she's been looking for like a spark, like something is missing, and Chris has that spark, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I forgot, I when we see Ivan sad, his literal lip pokes out. Oh my god. His literal bottom lip is like, oh my god.
Poor Ivan.
Little Ivan.
That sucks.
Oh my god.
That sucks. Like, we're not going to work out because we don't have a spark. And he has no control over said spark.
And you have
like,
to watch me. With this man who no one knows if he was on this show or not. And you have to watch me make out with this man. That's horrible.
This man who's posing as an ex-contestant of a show that we know he was never on. Like,
and Ivan came in fucking third on Tasia's season, on Monumental season. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh. So Jesenia and Ivan are over. Like, that's fucking wild. I did not see that coming.
Me either. I'm very disappointed. I really thought they were going to last longer. And I was looking forward
too.
To more deeper conversations and all the rest of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need more explanation from Jesenia. This whole missing spark thing. Like, what is
you
that?
You know the explanation from Jesenia. Go look at the pictures from San Diego to 3 months ago. That's
damn, I keep forgetting
explanation.
That. Yeah, that's it. Damn, that sucks. Poor Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Carl and
God. Carl, Deandra, this Furberry shirt, and these goddamn New Balances.
Oh, God. Carl?
Yes, Carl! You could tell his New Balances had arch support. Like, you know. You know what I'm saying? This is why you're not going to get saved in the Black Alliance. Yes! This is why you're not going to get saved in the Black Alliance, bruh. You didn't make the cut.
Carl didn't make the cut. He ain't make the cut of the Black Alliance. Definitely not.
Ivan's
like,
half Black. Boom.
Right.
No question.
He made the cut.
Oh,
Damn, Carl. Yeah. Nah. But yeah, he pulls Deandra. She's back from her day with Jason and tells her that his feelings for her are so strong and, you know, whatever. Jason tries to steal her away.
Yes.
And Carl's like, give me some more time. And then Jason returns like again and then just keeps returning and just like is lingering and like.
He was being weird, but Carl strikes me as a long-winded motivational speaker from Miami.
You're right. So they make it look quick, but he was probably there for like
a mad long
20-30 minutes. Yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, during Carl, his whole moment, his whole thing, he gave Deandra this 2003 Pandora bracelet.
Very obvious Mother's Day Pandora bracelet.
Yes.
Oh my god. And it was silver.
silver Pandora's bracelet. Nobody wants this. If I'm not a mother or I'm not a white middle schooler circa 1998, why do I want this? Where am I wearing this to? Like, what? Oh my gosh, she has to pretend like, oh my god, it's so nice. Oh my god, nice. This is
so nice of you. Look at Deandra
from head to toe, this whole outfit. She don't wear Pandora bracelets. Like, we already know this. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, she accepts her gift with gratitude and grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was very nice about it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So, the whole cast, they all decide to have a little bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
And Mari is in a very pissy mood because Demi and Kenny did their whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now Demi, she arrives with this big birthday cake. Apparently it was Kenny's birthday during quarantine or whatever. And then whisks him away to this little private, like, pinata, like,
up where John Paul Jones is in that jean diaper.
Yes.
The secret
area
that.
Where everybody could be making out, but choose not
to. Yeah.
But yes, there. And yeah, they're up there just making out and all that stuff. And so Mari, she knows that's what's happening up there, so she's going fucking nuts now. And she takes the cake, tosses it in the fire. Riley's pissed. He wanted a piece of that damn cake.
Riley, who was counting on those carbohydrates, okay?
Yes. He got his macro and micro levels and shit together.
Already. He needed the extra sugar. He has to count them on a piece of paper because he has no phone. He was like, God damn it.
He had plans for that cake that is now on fire.
Yep.
But yeah, Mari, she's just pissed, and like a lot of people are not team Mari. Like she,
no,
everyone on the beach is like,
why.
This is stupid. I see why too.
I see why, because even like nobody else was there during their conversations besides us and the production.
Yeah.
But even during that conversation, I was like, so you're gonna look for somebody else, come back to him, and like hope he's still there.
Like, I don't understand what she was asking for from him. Like, yeah, made no me either. Sense.
Yeah, I don't
no
know.
No sense.
I don't know.
She wanted to explore. He basically explored before she could. And now she's
pissed. Exactly. Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Mari grabs Demi. They have a whole moment. Mm-hmm. She tells her she's been betrayed. She calls Demi a second option. She throws in Demi's face how Kenny, during their like never have ever game or whatever, claimed he wanted to fuck Mari. Which is like a weird thing to like throw in her, like he said he
because Kenny's like that because he's
but I no weird for Mari to like throw that as a dig
weird for Mari yes like weird for girl. Mari yes yeah.
Demi doesn't give a shit. Don't blame her to be honest. Demi's not your friend. This is not betrayal. Right. You don't know this bitch. And she don't give a shit about you. So she's not going to be the girl code against your man who's nobody's man anyways. Like,
exactly. Right. Neither does American flag tattoo. He don't care neither.
Exactly. He don't care.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Lord. And then Mari and Kenny go have a chat. And she's like, I just feel like I was misunderstood. Like, what's going on?
I agree. I think you were misunderstood.
Nobody understood. What he was trying to say anyways. He was misunderstood because he don't know what the hell was the stipulations.
Your polyamory that you were trying to conjure was
for
not
yourself.
Working. No. For you. Yeah.
Just for you. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So she feels disrespected, and I mean, it is disrespectful. He flat out made out with Demi in front of her. Like you could have
like
done it better, my dude. Like,
yeah. And it really did not seem to be shortly after.
Right. It was.
That seemed
he went
to be
down
same
to the bar,
day.
Got a drink of water, and then went made out with Demi 2 seconds later after their conversation.
Yeah.
So yeah, they just like don't. They're just like missing each other, speaking different languages and whatever. But yeah, Kenny did seem like genuinely kind of like sad, because he's like, I didn't want any of this to happen. Like,
exactly.
I didn't even want
this. Like, I could have just stuck with you and then we could be good.
So, yeah, I don't know, Mari. All that just seemed dumb.
Yeah, Mari, now you look crazy.
Yeah, now you look crazy on the beach.
Oh, God.
everybody's looking at you sideways because it was like you had a thing with Kenny. Like, why exactly did you like ruin
and you
that,
know basically? What Bachelor producer is very proud of you for not playing the typical Latina music. Thank you.
That's true.
Thank you for not playing the Bibiana music.
The feisty whatever. Yes. Oh my god, the fucking Spanish guitar.
You know it.
I sure do.
Yeah, we've made progress. Yes.
Little by little. Anyways, Thomas grabs Tammy.
Yep.
They head to the Daybeds.
Mm-hmm.
And
many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
And this dude is so fucking late. He's like, race you there.
Oh. Oh my God.
I'm like, yo, this nigga's so.
I forgot everyone in the church announcements. Oh my God, I forgot about everybody who sent us all different pictures of him from high school. Yo,
oh really? Damn,
we got mad people in the DMs. If you DM'd us a picture of Thomas, just DM us like a thumbs up so we can see it when this episode comes out. Yo, oh my God. He just looked like a dweeb. He just looked like a little dweebazoid.
Little dweeb who glowed up 2 seconds ago.
Yep.
That's why he's lame as shit like this. Oh God. Yeah. Damn, I missed those in the day. I gotta roll back and do that.
Yeah.
Look at those.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's so fucking lame. Like, so he's, you know, on the day best, he's singing some song about being really into her, and then out of nowhere, I'm just making up lies. You don't know Tammy. Y'all have barely talked all day. What is this? Suddenly, Tammy's straddling him and making out, and they're just going at it. And Aaron is sitting 20 feet away on the other daybed in full view.
Yep.
And Tammy and Aaron have had a whole thing this whole time, and now he's literally watching her, not even just like kissing nicely, like straddling
him. Yeah.
Straddling Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And so Aaron, his little crew, you know, Trey and James, that little threesome.
I can't with the three of them because they look like evil stepsisters, but really,
yes,
they're just like nice, They're guys nice. Who yeah. got fucked over by this other guy in their cast.
Yeah, yeah.
And are still mad about it.
Are still mad, yeah.
You know? Ugh.
Oh God! But now they're watching the villain make out with Aaron's girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh Lord! And Trey had me dying. He said Tammy is displaying human trash bag behavior. Like, oh my God. They're the three of them. Their confessionals. Their little like phrases and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
They're hilarious to me.
Yeah, they are funny.
But yeah, what the hell? What is Tammy's objective? What was the point of this?
Tammy is a messy bitch who lives for drama.
For okay? drama.
And for everybody who is listening now, just know that's a Joanne the Scammer reference.
Oh,
so
yes.
just know where I'm pulling that from.
That's true. That is yes, Joanne.
That's Joanne the Scammer. Okay.
Tammy is the living, breathing Joanne the Scammer. This bitch yes. just loves mess. Why did yes. you do this? Why? What was the purpose of this? What was this move about? What was Tammy's objective?
I don't know. I don't know, friend. I don't. I couldn't crazy. Tell you. Oh yeah, yeah.
Mind-boggling. Just completely mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. Like to everyone, even Aaron sitting there is like, "What is
I
this?"
I know. Because Aaron's very cute. He seems like a very sweet guy. I don't know why you would want to divert for Thomas.
I don't know. Thomas just reads. Corny and lame.
Whack, yo.
Whack. And Aaron to me reads very bro-y, but yeah. I feel like I could have a better conversation with him than with
for
Thomas.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite sure what's going on here with Tammy.
Yeah, like,
so weird. In the meantime, Demi and Kenny are in the boom boom room, so that's also happening. Like
it's wild. Yo.
Night is
that's
nuts.
Wild. Like the sun just set.
Uh-huh.
And now they in the boom
Tammy's
boom
over
room?
Here, Demi's over here, Marissa's over here. Everybody's just turning the fuck up. Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next day, it's time for the rose ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is, like, gathered round. And Kenny does, like, this weird little announcement to everyone how he's, like,
yeah,
it's so few words. He just says he's done with Mari. And it's, like, right. happy with Demi. Yeah. And it's, like, what? Yeah. Why do you need to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Now Aaron pulls Thomas and Thomas is like, Tammy kissed me with a big old smile on his face. He's so weird.
Yeah, he is.
He always has a smirk on his face. It's creepy.
Always.
So weird. And Aaron is just yelling on and on about just like respect and communication and obviously he feels like Thomas like masterminded this and did this like on purpose. But she didn't not do it on purpose. Like
and also you know? Tammy has her own agency and like also played a part in this. So.
Hugely. Yes. A lot of this anger should, in my opinion, definitely directed towards Thomas.
Directed to Tammy.
To Tammy.
Yeah.
But he fucking hates Thomas and he needs to get it out.
Exactly.
He has to do this.
Yeah. Yeah
oh
yeah.
my God. Joe said it best when he said, Tammy really doesn't want to be happy. Not sure. Like, this drama's clearly exciting to her. Everyone is very confused. That's like why she just blew this up like this. What was the purpose? Now, Tammy grabs Aaron and Aaron just lays the ether on her.
Yeah.
He let her hear it. And I was just.
I should have had the.
You just have to
bag.
Sit there and nod, like, yep,
yeah.
I mean, yep. There ain't no lies here, man. Like,
yeah.
He really let her have it. She had nothing to say. She just kind of sat there and was like, you know, I'm trying to figure out my own feelings in this process. And he's like, look, you told me to trust you. And then 2 seconds later, you went and straddled and made out with my mortal enemy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who I've talked to you about multiple times.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. I am humiliated. I look like the laughing stock. Everybody is pitying me. Like, we're involved emotionally. You have a responsibility to me.
Exactly. Right.
And I just had to, I was just like, yup. And she just had to like nod and take it. Cause like, bitch, what?
There's no other excuse. And girl, you were out here campaigning against Victoria P. Because she had a boyfriend and she was doing somebody wrong and you want to stand up for the little guy and all the rest of this leftover Katie rhetoric. And now you're going to come over here and literally fuck over the little guy in front of his face?
Yeah, in front of his face, man.
Damn, horrible. Tammy.
Tammy, that was wrong. Aaron, yeah, he's just like, for a girl to say to trust me and then completely betray my trust, like, there's nothing. What we had was irrelevant. Because she was like, oh, like, what we had was genuine. He was like, that shit's irrelevant at this
point. It's not. Because it looks like you used me for attention or a storyline or, like, something crazy.
Something wild.
Yeah.
And then when he broke it down, he was like, you talked to him for one day. And you chose to completely sacrifice everything we've built in the past, like, 5 days.
Right.
And he's like, you will regret this like no other. I promise you. Because Thomas is a slime ball.
Yeah, because Thomas, that's what you chose. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
He really she had to hear it. That was some fuck shit that she did.
That was so mean. And you know what? Yeah. If she did it behind his back, I think it would have been better. I think if she did it behind his back and then was like, hey, Aaron, can we talk for a second? I really want to see other people. I think that would have been better.
Hey, guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.